Good morning. It is 5 o'clock. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 66 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell in Tallahassee, Florida Thursday as the push for answers grows in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Maxwell currently serving a 20-year sentence for her role in Epstein's sex trafficking of minors. ABC's Catherine Falders.
After that meeting, of course, they were behind closed doors here at the courthouse in the U.S. Attorney's office. But we caught Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer, David Marcus, who said, well, she answered all the questions and answered them honestly. There were a lot of questions. We went all day, and she answered every single one of them, but no indication on exactly what she was asked by the Deputy Attorney General, what specific topics that she focused on.
After weeks of simmering tensions, armed clashes have now broken out between Thailand and Cambodia along a disputed area of their border. Amid warnings of a growing famine in Gaza, French President Emmanuel Macron announcing his country will now recognize a Palestinian state. This is ABC News. More than 140 million Americans are going to feel the extreme heat heading into the weekend. Scorching heat, high humidity in the Midwest moving east. Indexes threaten from the Mid-South all the way to Maine. ABC News meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
The heat is from the Mid-South to the Great Lakes. Feels like over 100 from Shreveport all the way to Detroit. That heat, it expands to the East Coast. It'll feel like 105 to 110 from New York to Philly, even close to 109 in D.C. That will bring thunderstorms in the afternoon hours to the I-95 corridor. Could impact the evening commute. Damaging winds a possibility and heavy downpours. That will bring some brief relief to the Northeast over the weekend before another heat wave next week. The Southeast stays hot.
Union leaders representing thousands of Safeway workers in Northern California are negotiating with the company for higher wages and better benefits. Those leaders have set a Friday night deadline for reaching a deal. After that, they say employees will strike. UFCW Union Local 5 is one of three unions who represent 25,000 workers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
For today, a high in the mid-80s, partly sunny, warm, and muggy. A low of 67 tonight. For Saturday, 84 with a slight chance of a shower. And for Sunday, 92 with heat and humidity and a slight chance of showers. There's an air quality alert for Vernon and Juneau counties through this evening for wildfire smoke levels. Right now, WRCO Studios, after the midnight reading of 69, the air is calm, and we're at 66, very foggy degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise as we start today, Friday, July 25th, officially here on the radio.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant. Say, does that
you lead me. I am tired and I need thy strength and power.
We start the day in a positive way. Elvis Presley and J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and Lead Me, Guide Me. Before that, Alabama did the honors for our national anthem, and we're off and running with another day in southwest Wisconsin. Phil Nee with you down the old trail. It's a little foggy out there this morning as we get late July weather, that's for sure, typical weather. I've talked about it a couple of times on the program, though. It seems like kind of ahead of schedule with kind of the sights and the smells, you know, the dew on the grass and things like that. So, hopefully I'm not Dr. Doom talking about an early fall. No, nothing like that. But it does. It seems like it's later than it actually is. It almost feels kind of like more like mid to late August. But nonetheless, it is 66 degrees to start the day, and it's another weekend in which we're going to have to brace ourselves a little bit with some very warm and humid conditions coming up. Well, we say hello to Reuben James as we start the chores.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. The phrases that I rhyme are just a footsteps out of time from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James. You still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray. The gossip of Madison County died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James. With your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. And my
these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James.
Reuben James. One dark cloudy day they brought you from the field, and to your lonely pine box came just a preacher, me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James, Reuben James.
Louise Mandrell on WRCO Radio, Light in the Milk House Show, today, Friday edition. The Richland area senior citizens will be having a brat stand today from 10:30 until 2 at the corner of Bindle Tire on Auto, and they'll be there serving until 2 or until sold out. Be aware of that. Also, some notes on today. The weekend heating up there with lots of great activities, including the Plane Fire and EMS three-day celebration. It gets underway this afternoon with youth softball starting at 2 and some really good live music all weekend long. Sometimes anymore, live music is hard to find. You know, not as many events as we used to have back in the day. So they've got some great music all weekend long, including Sean Shell coming up tomorrow, Cherry Pie, 8 until 11, and then Donnie Razek on Sunday. Tonight, High Mileage plays from 7 until 11. That's all in Plain. A Walk with Grace Euchre Tournament fundraiser will be held at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center today. Sign-in begins this evening. That'll be at 5. Play starts at 6. The entry fee of $5 and nickel bumps will be donated to Grace. For more information, call 608-604-5597. We used to play a lot of euchre back at home. Usually the bumps cost a kernel of corn. I think we played for corn back in the day, because I had no money. Well, I did, but I spent it all on records and cans of ski and Mallow cups.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Richland Center's National Night Out 2025 is at a new location this year.
Join us Tuesday night, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police and first responders.
There will be a canine 5K.
And a chance to meet our area canines.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
Try one more time.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
There's going to be food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicles and demos, vendor booths for local organizations, and fun for the whole family.
And Town Taxi will provide free transportation for anyone young and old, wheelchair or not, that wants to go.
K9 5K registration starts at 4:30 with the run walk starting at 5:30. For additional information, check out the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page, and for transportation arrangements for groups or individuals, call Town Taxi at 608-647-3114.
National Night Out 2025. Promoting police and community partnerships.
Tuesday, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m.
at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
You better hold on to your overalls.
My overalls?
Cazenovia's tractor pull is back, and it's louder than Uncle Earl's chili burps. It's the 13th Annual Showdown, now Saturday, July 26th.
July 26th.
At Cazenovia Memorial Park, we're talking Too Hot to Farm,
Diesel Trucks,
Outlaws,
and the wildest ride of all,
Run What You Brung.
Run What You Brung.
Starts at 7 p.m. and just $10 to get in. Kids 10 and under are free as long as they ain't driving. Bring your boots, your buddies, and maybe some earplugs. It's going to be a pull to remember.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Home talent baseball last night. Arena over Wisconsin Dells, 9-3. Reedsburg edged Dodgeville, 13-10. Also in final scores from last night, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 5-3 over Schulzburg Benton. In action on the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers were idle yesterday, resting up for a weekend series against the Miami Marlins. The Marlins and the Brewers. And keep in mind, that is a daytime game in Milwaukee. 3:10 first pitch time this afternoon, pitting Cal Quantrill against Freddie Peralta. Some other notes from baseball in action from the American League. It was Baltimore 4-3 over Cleveland, Toronto 11, Detroit 4, the Athletics 5, Houston 2, Seattle 4-2 over the Angels. In the National League, St. Louis 9-7 over San Diego. In the WNBA, Indiana over Las Vegas, 80-70. Los Angeles, 101. Connecticut, 86. And Seattle, 95-57 over Chicago in WNBA play. And that's an update on sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
The aerobic polka on WRCO is fueled and powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venamore.
All righty, get ready, get your slippers on. It's aerobic polka time for a Friday, and we need that push to get us into the weekend and motivated here through the fog this morning. A one and a two and a... There you go, Whoopi John and the band and the California Polka heating it up for you today on the old Melkhouse Show. We're headed toward a high of 85 today, Patchy fog early, otherwise a slight chance of a shower late in the day, 65 tonight. An air quality alert for Vernon and Juneau counties from about 11 this morning until through the evening hours until tonight. Please exercise caution if you have respiratory or other health issues that makes you sensitive to smoke particles. So be aware of that. 65 degrees at WRCO after some rain this week. Hopefully your bottom's not too muddy today. There are the Osborne Brothers.
A country boy don't perspire and a city girl don't sweat, but any fool can tell you either one will make you wet. Now I found out the hard way and I can tell you yet, you'll do one or the other down in Muddy Bottom. Muddy Bottom is a cornfield that my daddy gave to me. It laid along the riverway back home in Tennessee. The hottest place this side of where nobody wants to be. Ruddy, cruddy, good old Muddy Bottom.
Bye.
just hold me.
Mickey Gilley on the Light in the Milk Cow Show, WRCO. It is 65 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and it is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
What started out as a reasonably pest-free growing season is quickly changing. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vor Seed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vor Seed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Entomologist Emily Bick with the University of Wisconsin says this week, true armyworms are back, and they're reported all over Wisconsin. Bick says farmers need to scout fields now because controlling armyworms is all about timing.
This one's really, really critical because if you don't get an insecticide on there in time, you can miss your window. Basically, all the juveniles need to be less than 3/4 of an inch in order to be able to effectively manage them with an insecticide.
Bick says her scouting and reports from around Wisconsin show most of the armyworms are in the juvenile larva stage, so farmers need to see if there are enough of them to reach the threshold for applying insecticides.
You want to see that 25% of that stand has two or more juveniles or larvae per plant, or if you find 75% of your stand has one or more larvae per plant, that is the right time to go out for a chemical treatment.
Bick says western bean cutworm flights are also very heavy now, and farmers need to scout for corn earworm and European corn borer. She says aphid counts are lower than expected now, but Japanese beetles are being found nearly everywhere. Soybean gall midge has never been found in Wisconsin, but Bick is watching for that since a Minnesota border county has reports of that pest. Some ag groups are cautiously optimistic about the next report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. Brownfield's Jared White has that story.
Krista Swanson, chief economist with the National Corn Growers Association, says the first MAHA reports, discussions of pesticides, have agriculture taking notice.
A lot of the things in their report didn't even have a reference. CropLife America did a study last year that showed potentially 70% of production could be lost without access to pesticides.
The ag community is fiercely advocating for farmers before the commission issues any policy recommendations, and Swanson says it seems to be working.
We made a really big deal out of this, and that has given us open doors and opportunities to communicate.
Swanson says the next MAHA report is expected on August 12th. From the AgriNext conference in St. Louis, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The nominee for USDA's Undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation says he's committed to helping others navigate a tough farm economy. Richard Fordyce from Missouri says that includes implementing timely, fair, and impactful disaster relief.
Certainly would love to partner with Congress and understanding how both USDA, more specifically the FPAC mission area, could work together to find some solutions going forward.
The Senate Ag Committee held his confirmation hearing Wednesday. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the perfect air, high velocity fan, and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose, Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99. $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards. And Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace. And as always, we appreciate your business.
A light day of direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day
lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light round of direct cash cattle business that took place Thursday. Live deals in parts of Texas were noted at $230. That is fully steady with the previous week's business. With those big cattle reports coming out yet this week, any significant trade volume could be delayed until very late in the day. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers were $5 to $10 higher, with instances of $18 higher on steers weighing 950 pounds. Heifers, 950 to 1,000 pounds, were $10 higher. The USDA says there was very good demand for the offering, which consisted of several long strings of very attractive, very high-quality yearlings. Flush conditions were attractive overall and ranged from light to moderate plus, with a few in heavy flush. Medium and large one feeder steers, 957 to 997 pounds, brought $296 to $316.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 902 to 915 pounds, brought $290 to $297.50. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for solid offerings. Choice was up 57 cents at $368.09. Select up $1.61 at $347. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were lower with a moderate negotiated run. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot overall, but the market has been inconsistent, especially with China's sporadic buying habits. Barrows and yields at the national daily direct were down $1.36 with a weighted average of 113.61. The Iowa Minnesota was 51 cents lower with a weighted average of 114.28, and the Western Corn Belt down $1.87 with a weighted average of 112.89. Pork values closed higher, up 30 cents at 117.54. Hams, picnics, and butts were all higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's cattle reports from the USDA. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade and the mixed cash business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly a 230 live. Butcher hogs were a dollar higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were mostly firm on spread trade and the higher move in bean oil. August was down 1.5 at 10.04 and a quarter, and September was up 3/4 at 10.05 and 3/4. Corn had technical support. September was up 3.25 at 4.01 and 3/4. December was 3.25 higher at 4.20 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching that direct trade develop. August live is down 122 at 225.80. October was $1.35 lower at 222.15. August feeders were down 262 at 328.90. And hogs were mixed on the mixed cash during the session and spread trade. August was 27 lower at 108.20. October was 20 higher at 91.10. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The real problem facing rural health care, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. We've been hearing for some time that rural healthcare providers are struggling financially because of dwindling numbers of patients to treat. Alan Morgan, CEO of the National Rural Health Association, says more than half of rural hospitals are operating at a loss, but not for the reasons you might think.
There's a myth out there that these rural hospitals are closing because of declining life expectancies and because of workforce shortages. And if you look where the rural hospitals have closed over the last 20 years, you see that it is not in the areas where declining populations have happened. It's actually in the areas where you have a clustering of patients with high health needs and the inability to pay.
In a recent webinar from the Farm Foundation, Morgan went on to say some good things have developed as a result of the situation.
And the story that isn't being told properly about this is because of these challenges, it's forcing innovation. And I can tell you almost every major innovation in our healthcare system over the last 20 years has its roots in rural America. This challenge is creating innovation hubs across our small communities.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Scouting for insects and alfalfa. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A forage specialist encourages alfalfa growers to be on the lookout for a couple of insects. Jeff Jackson with Cropland says reports of armyworm are coming in on social media.
Or they're sending me messages saying, oh my gosh, look at the pressure we have, but these armyworms are a real deal, and if you aren't paying attention, they can wipe you out quickly. So that's one. The second one would be potato leaf hoppers.
He tells Brownfield those insects are being blown in from the south. University of Wisconsin entomologist Emily Bick says the armyworms are back and farmers need to scout fields now because controlling armyworms is all about timing.
This one's really, really critical because if you don't get an insecticide on there in time, you can miss your window. Basically, all the juveniles need to be less than 3/4 of an inch in order to be able to effectively manage them with an insecticide. And they can do a heck of a lot of damage.
Both Bick and Jackson say aphids can be a problem, but they're not hearing of too many aphid problems right now. The USDA says the June dairy cow slaughter, 188,800 head, was down 8,000 on the month, but up 2,400 on the year. The 2025 total right now is 1.275 million head, 112,700 slower than a year ago. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher except for whey Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 1.25 cents at 52.5 with six sales. The cheese market had its first cash activity since last Friday. 40-pound blocks up 0.25 cents at 164.5 with one sale. Barrels remained unchanged for a fourth straight trading session, 166 but no sales. Butter prices were unchanged at 242, no sales. Non-fat dry milk was up 0.75 cents to 128.75 with eight sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now. Beat the rush and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Your forecast to work with today, a high of 85, patchy fog early on. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of a shower late. For tonight, some clouds and mild, a slight chance of a shower, and a low of 65. Saturday, 86, partly sunny, warm and humid, with a slight chance of a shower in the morning. Saturday night, a few clouds and muggy, a low of 67. Sunday, 92, with sunshine at times, hot and humid, a 30% chance of thunderstorms overnight. Scattered thunderstorms possible Monday and a high of 93. Tony Schumacher has more coming up in a bit. Right now it is 65 degrees with some fog, which is starting to lift. If you receive Wisconsin State journals, normally they will be delivered today, but delivered late. It sounds like they're late arriving, so if you're waiting for the paper, you may be waiting a little bit longer.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forget her. Oh, how foolish I was to ever want to leave.
Classic George Strait on the Milk House Show. Tony's weather is coming up here on WRCO Radio. It is 11 minutes before 6.
We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold.
Life can be rough sometimes.
real good life is hard to find.
Some love lives, and some love don't. We've got the kind of love we want. It brings us happiness all through the day. And nothing can ever make it go away. We're gonna hold. Gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on to each other. Time will tell if you're right or wrong. We know we're
Jones and Tammy Wynette. We're going to hold on. That's all you can do. It's 8 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Attention Richland County and surrounding residents, if your well is giving you trouble or your pump needs a pump up, don't be a drip. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488. They're the best in the biz and will have you flowing in no time. With a name like Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, you know they're not just a one pump chump. So call them today at 608-649-4488 and get your water woes washed away. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they'll leave you well pleased.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. WRCO 2025 Radio Auction for Grace will be held July 28th through August 1st. Again, this year we have many items generously donated by area merchants, individuals, and teams, and we'll be giving you the opportunity to bid on those from 10 until noon each day, Monday through Friday, July 28th through August 1st. But you need a bidder number, so call us between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 608-647-2111. And we'll get your information and get you that bidder number so you can help out. All of the money will go to Grace from every item that is sold. From this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace Radio Auction, coming up Monday through Friday, July 28th through the 1st of August on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a quiet day shaping up right around here. Meanwhile, more active just south of us, with a front stalled out from northern Missouri toward northern Indiana. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms along that track. Some of those could meander into far southern Wisconsin later this afternoon, but really not a big deal for the most part. That system moves just a little bit more northeast on Saturday morning, so the chance is still there of a spotty shower, especially as you get off to the south and east of Richland County. Otherwise, temperatures will be getting hotter as we get into Sunday and Monday. In fact, dangerous heat indices up around 100 degrees are expected, so plan on slowing down and drinking plenty of water and getting into that old air conditioning and shade when possible. There will be some opportunities for heavier thunderstorms from Sunday night all the way through Tuesday as a couple of different weather systems slide through. Cooler and less humid air is projected to move in by Wednesday. Should feel pretty nice. The forecast today includes an air quality alert to the north in Vernon and Juneau counties and northward through 11 p.m. for wildfire smoke levels. Otherwise, patchy fog lifting, partly sunny and warm. Slight chance of a shower late this afternoon in the far southern tip of the region. High in the middle 80s. Light wind becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, just some clouds and mild. Slight chance of a shower mainly south. Low at 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid. Slight chance of a shower in the morning. High near 86. Variable wind becoming easterly 5 to 10. On Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid. High temperature 92 with a heat index near 100 for the afternoon. There is a 30% chance of storms Sunday night. Monday, scattered storms possible. Partly sunny and hot, high 93. Tuesday, some showers and storms, high 85. And Wednesday, drying off with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
65 degrees with still some light fog hanging around. Yesterday's high was 84. Record high for July 25th, 98. Set in 1934 and tied in 2012. Record low, 47 in 1959. Last year's high was 80, the low 58. Sunset will happen at 8:32 this evening. Sunrise time 5:45, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30.07, and no precipitation today. At midnight, we were at 69. Right now, down to our overnight low, it is 65 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from Man to Lawn.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of questions for Ghislaine Maxwell. The woman convicted of sex trafficking young women for Jeffrey Epstein is